you have it set, or it's already there automatically, so it's
in. All right, Rabbi Moshe, we'll continue our discussion of Meleches Machsheves that we began. And today we'll start with the Mishnah in Masechta Beita. And the Mishnah is on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The second Mishnah on the page, Agola Shel Katan, Einin Negreres Ella Al Gabi Kelim. And the Gemara says the following: Al Gabi Kelim in Al Gabi Karka Lo, My Taima De Ka'ovid Chritz. Rashi says he's Chayv Mishum Chofer Chayv Mishum Choresh. So he's dragging a heavy bench. It's not so heavy, but it's heavy. And he might make a charitz, he might make a furrow in the ground. So the Mishnah says it's also. And the Gemara says, Mani, Rabbi Yehudi, Tiyomet Dovashenim is Kavein Asa. Ti Rab Shimon, Homar Dovashenim is Kavein Mutter. Disanyo, we learned in a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Reb Shimon Amar Gorer Oda Mita Kisei V'Safsol B'Vat Shal Yiskavin Lasos Chritz. He's allowed to drag a Mita Kisei V'Safsol, but as long as he doesn't have Kavana to make a Chritz. So this is the source for the Machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda with regard to Shabbos. Dover Sheinim Yiskavin. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev, and Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. The Gemara in Masechta Chagiga, on Daf Yud Amid Beis, says Moleches Machsheves Osra Torah. That with regard to Shabbos, we have a principle of Moleches Machsheves. Rashi writes, Shamachshova Chashuva Bedaito. That he has a machshava, that this is a very important malacha that he's engaging in. V'niskavin lo. And he has kavana for this malacha. He has an interest in this malacha. But in the case of chofer guma, v'ein tzorech el liafra, he's not interested in the guma. We're here, we're talking a bias, so it's a malacha's binyan. As Rashi says, ze lo niskavin le binyan ze, u'lefichach potter. So I just want to point out that Meleches Machsheves we read yesterday in the Mishkan, in Parshas Vayakel. So it's a good subject for us today. And the Torah says, with regard to Meleches HaMishkan, that we need Meleches Machsheves. Rashi in Chumash doesn't explain what Meleches Machsheves is. He just simply says that we need a Meleches Machsheves. The pasuk reads, "Ubacharoshes heaven malos charoshes eitz lasos kol malacha muleches machsheves." In Beit Rashi says that you need a machshava. You're doing it in a professional way. It's got to be kederech umnus. Otherwise, it's not muleches machsheves. And that's as far as this pasuk in Chumash is concerned. So we can put this away for the time being. The Sheiltos in Parshas Emor says that Rabbi Shimon holds that Dover Sheinu Miskavin is mutter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. So that's explicit in the Sheiltos. The Gemara in Chagiga is really addressing Melech Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, but the Sheiltos says the same thing applies to Dover Sheinu Miskavin. And Rashi implies it in Chagiga when he says that he's not Miskavin to the Melecha, and therefore it's not a Meleches Machsheves. So that's point number one. But the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not limited to Shabbos. It applies in all Yisurei Torah. Af b'shar Yisurei Torah, there's a plukta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Dover Sheinu Miskavin. And we begin with the Gemara in Shabbos, Adaf Kuf Lamed Gimel. There the Gemara is talking about a Moel, and in the process of his Mila, he takes off, he cuts off what's called Baheres Tzaras Bimila. And the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, let me just read to you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Mar Basar Afal Pishiyeshon Baheres Yimol. Divrei Rav Yoshia. So Rav Yoshia derives it from a pasuk, and Rashi goes out of his way to point out we're not talking about Shabbos; it's during the week. And from this pasuk, he derives that you're allowed to cut the milah even though he violates the issur of ktsitas baheres, ktsitas saras. So the Gemara asks, "Krol lovely, why do I need a pasuk? Davar sheni miskavenu. He has no kavana to cut off the baheres." The davar sheni miskaven mutar. Amar Abaye lo nitzcha el Rabbi Yehuda the amar davar sheni miskaven aser. Then the Gemara introduces another svar, but at this point Abaye says that Rav Oshia, who needs a pasuk to derive the heter of ktsitas baheres in the case of mila, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar sheni miskaven is chayev. Rav Shimon, however, would not even require a pasuk because he's not miskaven for the ktsitas baheres. So from this sugya on Kuflam and Gimel, we see clearly that the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is not specifically and limited to Melechas Machsheves to Shabbos, but it applies to Kol Yisurei Torah. And it's not just this sugya. There are a number of other sugyas that apply to Shari Yisurei Torah, and the Gemara applies the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon.
Doesn't that mean that davar sheni miskaven has nothing to do with Melechas Machsheves?
Well, we're going to see that the Rishonim say that based on the svara of Melechas Machsheves, somehow Rav Shimon equated it to Shari Yisurei Torah. Exactly how that works, we don't know.
Even but Melechas Machsheves is exclusive to Shabbos.
Yeah. Now, what about Kalayim? The Issur Kalayim has nothing to do with Shabbos. So the Mishnah says in Perek Tes Mikalayim, Mishnah Vav, Tofrei Ksus, while they were sewing the Begadim, and it's Big Day Kalayim, Tofrim Kedarkam, in other words, even though the Begadim would hang over their bodies, and that would be a Levishas Kalayim, they're allowed to do it. Ubilvad Shlo yiskavnu bechama mipnei achama ubikshamim mipnei akshamim. As long as it's a davar sheino miskavim, that's the case of tofrei ksus. In the previous Mishnah, you have the case of mochrei ksus. People are selling begadim. These begadim are kilayim. Is the Mishnah says mochrim kedarkon ubilvad shlo yiskavnu bechama mipnei achama ubikshamim mipnei Hageshom. So that's the Mishnah in Kalayim with regard to wearing Big Day Shatnis, but you don't have Kavana for what's called Hanas Levisha. And all the Rishonim say that this Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rav Shimon. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, it would be Asur, even though it's Ainam Eskavit. So this will be another case of a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Kol HaTorah Kula. And then we have the sugya Nazir. Somewhere on this table I have a Nazir, but I don't know where it is. Anyway, the Mishnah says in Nazir that, and this Mishnah is on Dafman Beis Amud Aleph, with regard to Sorei Kasaro, he's allowed to comb his hair, even though inadvertently he will remove Seir from his hair, which is an Isur of Tiglachas Tispores Nazir. And the Gemara says he's allowed to do this, according to Rav Shimon, because of Davar Sheinu Miskaven. He's not interested in taking out his hairs, he's just interested in taking out the knots.
There's no Pesik Reisha in Shari Surim.
Okay, we'll see about Pesik Reisha in Shari Surim, but in any event, Rav Shimon holds that in this case, it's mutter. So we have the cases of Mila B'Tzaras, of Kilayim. We have also Sugi, if you're interested in Bava Kamadaf, Kuf Yud Gimel, if you get a chance to go through that Sugi about Dina Malchus Dina. There also, he inadvertently violates an Isra, and the Gemara says, it's Tolian Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't have kavana. And finally, we have the sugya nazir with regard to the isur tiglachas nazir. In Shari Surei Torah, perhaps the most important sugya is the sugya in Sanhedrin on Daf Peidalan Amid Beis, the beginning of the 10th perek, or maybe it's the 11th perek, depending upon how you organize the Mishnayos. So on Peidalan Amid Beis in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us that Rav lo shavik libre lemishkalei silu. Rav did not allow his son to remove a thorn, a splinter from his body. Why? Because the possibility would be Dilma Chavile. Perhaps he would wound his father inadvertently and take out some blood. Vahavile, and that would be a violation of an Iser Chenek. Of course, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Maka of Vimos Chayev Chenek. And here, if he does it, Be'ena Miskavin, he's Chayev Mishum Chenek. And the Gemara says that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovah Shein Miskavin is Asur. And therefore, he would violate the Iser of Makov. Fek the Gemara Yehachi, if this be the case, Acher Nami, what does that have to do with Aviv? And the Mepharshim explain that even in Acher, if you wound someone else, you violate the Iser Lav of Baltosif. So the Gemara says, Acher is only a Lav. Bino is an Iser Chenek. Interesting. The Gemara at face value seems to be saying that a Dover Shedem is Kavin, that Rav says is Osir in Shari Turi Isurei Torah, is only with regard to an Iser Misa, what we call an Avera Chamura. But if it's a regular Iser Lav, then it wouldn't apply. And if you take a look at the Chidush Aran here in Sanhedrin, he's perhaps the most important Rishon other than Rashi and Tosfos, he writes that when Rabbi Shimon is, that this Gemara is Machalik, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon is only Matir, a Dover Shenim is Kamein in Shari Suri Torah, if it's an Iser Lav, but if it's an Iser Misa, an Avera Chamura, then even Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that in Kol HaTarkul in Shari Suri Torah, Dover Shenim is Kamein is also. Fekdoran, he asks the cash on himself, but what about Shabbos? Rabbi Shimon holds in Shabbos, Dover Shenim is Kamein is Mutter, even though it's an Avera Chamur, it's an Iser Misa. And he answers, Shiny Shabbos, Mishum de Malaches Machsheves Osir Torah. So it comes out according to the Ran that Rav Shimon, in the case of Shabbos, even though it's an Avera Chamura, nevertheless, he is Matir because in the Dover Shenim Miskavin we have the Ptur of Malaches Machsheves. In Shari Suri Torah, Rav Shimon is only matir, a regular avera, a lav, but not an avera chamur. So I just want to mention that Ran, and hopefully, if not today, then another time, we'll get back to the Ran. And here, at this point, we want to introduce an amazing chiddush of Tosfos. If you could hold on to this. Tosfos in two places. Here in the sugya of Mecham, that's on Memches in Shabbos, starts at the bottom of Memches Amud Aleph, Mem Aleph, and goes on to Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, HaMecham Shepino Lo Yiten L'Socho Tzonen. You're not allowed to pour cold water into this hot pot, even though the pot is empty. And the Gemara says the reason for that is because of the Issa Mitzarev, which is a tolda of Maka B'Patish. The Gemara says, but isn't he doing it B'Dover Sheinu Miskavin? He doesn't have Kavana L'Shem Tziruf. So the Gemara says, Einachinami, According to Reb Shimon, who holds that Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter, then there's no problem. He can pour in the cold water. But if you hold like Reb Yehuda, that Davar Sheni Miskaven is chayav, then in the case of Mecham Shepino, is Reb Yehuda would say, you're not allowed to pour in the water. And Tosis has a gevaldig chiddush here. Tosis says that b'chol haTorah kula chutz mishabbos l'Rabbi Yehuda davar sheni miskaven also min haTorah aval tziruf, that which the Mishnah says here lo yitein l'solchot tzonein, that's only midrabanan. Again, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutal chatchila. But the Mishnah says that it's asur. Is that according to Rabbi Yehuda? But it's only asur midrabanan. How can it be? He's doing a malacha d'oraisa. Lo asar le Rabbi Yehuda davar sheni miskaven ela midrabanan. In kol haTorah kula chutz mishabbos, says Tosfos, davar sheni miskaven is asur min haTorah. Aval tziruf de legabi Shabbos hu lo asar ela midrabanan. Why? The cave on the Ena miskaven lo avi meleches machsheves. Basically, Tosis revolutionizes the whole understanding of the machlokas that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Shabbos. We thought that it's min hakotza lakotza. Rabbi Shimon matiz lechatchilu davar sheni miskaven in Shabbos meleches machsheves asur Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayav. No, Tosfos says, "Nay, we're not talking about an isur d'oraisa. We're talking about an isur d'rabbanan." And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that midoraisa, you're not chayav. Why not? Because melechus machsheves asur Torah. If he doesn't have kavana l'shem melacha, then it's not a melechus machsheves. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Aye, Rabbi Yehuda says davar sheni miskaven and Shabbos is aser. It's only aser mirabanan. And here Tosfos, if I can just ask you to put this down for a split second, Tosfos says, now this is, I don't know, I'm not sure, I never was able to scientifically check this out, but I think it's arguably the longest Tosfos in Shas, Tosfos in Yoma Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, which continues to the end of Lamed Hei. In a very few lines on the Gemara itself, Tosfos here says that he doesn't understand. If both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that davar sheni miskaven is potter in Shabbos because of melechus machsheves, why is it that Rabbi Shimon is matir and Rabbi Yehuda is not matir? Narvas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that davar sheni miskaven in Shabbos is a gzeira derabanan. We find it by Mekalkel that the Rabbanan asked it, even though Midrash is part of Mishum Melechus Machsheves. We find it by Melechus Shein and Tzrichel and Gufa, according to Rav Shimon. We find many cases in which a Ptur of Melechus Machsheves is Aser Mirabbanan. And that explains why Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Davar Sheni Miskaven in Shabbos is Aser Mirabbanan, because the Ptur of Melechus Machsheves is not strong enough to be matir l'chatchila and rabbanan asid. Why is Rabbi Shimon matir it? Says Tosfos here in Yuma, a big chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda asses midrabbanan a davar sheni miskaven, because in kol haTorah kula, where there is no ptur of meleches machsheves, yechayev. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, would hold that since b'chol haTorah kula davar sheni miskaven is mutter, therefore there's no reason to prohibit a davar sheni miskaven on Shabbos. Let's explain. Let me just clarify, because this is a major breakthrough. Tosfos says that the principle as far as the Isuri d'Rabbanan on Shabbos is the following. The Rabbanan ignore meleches machsheves. Any ptur in Shabbos that is engendered by meleches machsheves is Rabbanan say we don't recognize meleches machsheves. It's asur min Rabbanan. Why? Says Tosfos, because the ptur of meleches machsheves is unique to Shabbos. When we have a ptur of meleches machsheves, which is limited to Shabbos, and therefore in Kol HaTorah Kula you'd be Chayav, the Rabbanan are going to say, let's be Mashva, let's equate Shabbos with Shari Surei Torah. Therefore, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree in principle that a Ptur Meleches Machsheves is Asur Mirabbanan. We treat it as if it was Shari Surei Torah and there's no Isur Rabbanan. Therefore, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda would say that Makalkel or Kelachar Yad or whatever it is Asur Mirabbanan. The Rabbanan will not allow you L'chatchila to be matir something that's a Ptur Meleches Machsheves, because in Kol Torah Kula there is no Ptur of Mekalkel, there is no Ptur of Kelachar Yad. But, and Rav Shimon, in the case of Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, would likewise agree that it's Asur, but not the way Rav Yehuda asks it, Midoraisa and Yechayev. Rav Shimon would say it's Asur al Kolpanu Rabbanon, because a Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is a Ptur of what? Meleches Machsheves. In Shari Suri Torah, we don't have a Ptur of Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. However, when we get to Dover Sheinim is coming, here's the Nafkaminu. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula Dover Sheinim is coming is Chayav, therefore, it's exactly equivalent to all the other cases where we have a special, unique Ptur in Shabbos because of what? Meleches Machsheves. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that in Dover Sheinim is coming, I'll call upon him, it's also Mirabbonon, Kedei Lahashvos, Shabbos L'Shari Suri Torah. We ignore Meleches Machsheves, but Reb Shimon Olson in Shari Suri Torah, Dover Sheinim is coming is Mutter. Therefore, we can be Mashve, the Ptur of Shabbos, to the din of Shabbos, to the din of Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore Reb Shimon would be Matir a Dover Sheinim is coming on Shabbos, even Lechatchi. That's the Shita of Tosfos.
Amen.
Good. Now I want to point out to you at this point that there's a chiddush in the Rashbam in Masechta Bava Basra in Cheskes Abatim. There the sugya on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis is dealing with a Mishnah and a Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dal, the famous sugya of Chatzis Shir. And the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph establishes that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. Yeah, whether Rabbi Yochanan derives it from a Kra or a Svara. So if you eat a half a Zayis of Nevela, you violate an Isur Torah. So the Gemara in Bava Basra asks, what's the deal with Hotzi Chatzi Grogeres Lushus Arabim? He violates Chatzi Shir of Meleches Hotzah on Shabbos. And the Gemara assumes that it's only Asur Midrabbanan. And the Rashbam tries to explain this. Why is it? He doesn't want to assume that the Gemara is like Reish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. Assuming the Gemara maintains here in Bava Basra, Adaf Nun Hey, that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yochanan, so why would it be different in Shabbos? So he says the following. He says, with regard to Shabbos, is Rabbi Yochanan only says it with regard to other Isurim. Aval b'Shabbos, he says, is ta motzi chayiv dafe v'gogeres, the b'Shabbos meleches machsheves asra Torah. Velo chashiva otzah. It's not a chashiva otzah if it's pachos miku gogeres. So Rashbam says the following, that with regard to chatzi shir in Shabbos, in Melech Shabbos, we have to reduce it by one notch, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir in Kol HaTorah Kula is asur d'oraisa. But when we get to Shabbos, we have a unique ptur of Meleches Machsheves, meaning who would bother taking out a Chatzi Gogeres? That's not worth your effort. It's not a Melech Hashuva. And therefore it's potter. But to say it's Mutul Chatchila That we couldn't do, says the Rashbam. And I think the answer is, well, the Rashbam doesn't spell this out, because the Rabbanan want to equate Shabbos to Shari Suri Torah, and since it's Shari Suri Torah, Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, therefore in Shabbos, Chatzi Shir is also a kopon with Rabbanan. As a result, why is it Chayv Dorais? Because it's the result of the unique Ptur of Moleches Machsheves, and therefore we're going to equate it with Shari Suri Torah, where Chatzi Shir is awesome. Now, I just want to point out, if Lu Yitzur, I mean, this is just on the record, if we ever come up with a case of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa, something, an Iser that you violated, and V'eino Tzarech Legufa, and you would be Patur, then Rav Shimon would be Matir Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa on Shabbos L'chatchila. Again, the only reason why Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa, even according to Rav Shimon, is Asur, HaKol Panim Min Rabbanan, is because there is no Ptur of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa or anything similar to it. If you violate an Avera V'ena Tzricha Legufa, that is a Ptur. Meaning, Malacha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa is a unique Ptur that's limited to Shabbos, Meleches, Machsheves, and Shari Surita, we don't have anything parallel of Eina Tzricha Legufa HaPoteres, and therefore, it's Asur Min Rabbanan. If we could ever find such a case, then it would be interesting to postulate a heter lechatchila in a case of malach shen tzuch leguf, according to Rav Shimon. Now, in Shin Yud Zayin, the Ramah deals with the case of kshira, meleches kosher. And the Ramah establishes the following rule as far as meleches kosher is concerned. There are two conditions in Meleches Kosher as far as the Melacha Dorais is concerned. Condition number one is in the type of knot that you tie. You need a Maisa Uman. You need Kesher Gmalim and Kesher Sfanim, Kesher Ritzuas Minol, etc., etc. That's number one. But number two, you need endurance. You need that the Kesher should be a Kesher Shel Kayama, not just from the perspective of the knot itself, the type of knot that you tie, but you also need to have in mind that you want it to be a Kesher Shel Kayama, Laman Yomdu, Yamdu, Yomim Rabim. Says the Ramah, if you're missing one of these two conditions, for example, let's say you tie a Kesher Shel Kayama, which is a Maisa Uman, but your intention is to remove that Kesher very shortly, whatever that means, maybe we'll talk about that, then it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama. And Ramah says in such a case, since you're missing one of the two conditions in Kesher, you're not Chayev from Loch Doraisa, but I'll call upon him, you'd be Chayev Midrabanan. In other words, again, applying the same rule that we applied before, if it's not this Kesher Shel Umnin, then Midrabanan, you're Chayev. You violated an Isur. Then the Ramah goes ahead, and what happens if you're missing even the first basic condition? Meaning, not only is it a problem in the Kesher, but let's say the Kesher, I'm sorry, not only is it a problem because you intend to loosen the knot, right? It's not going to endure. But let's say it's lacking in the very definition of the type of knot. It's not a Kesher Kayama Bitsuraso. For example, on Nivo, let's say he ties a bow. Says the Ramah, but if his intention is that bow should last a long time, then it's Asur Mirabanan. The Rabbanan say that we'll drop any of these two conditions. If it's missing both conditions, then it's Mutal Chatchila. But if it's missing one of the two conditions, then I'll call upon him, it's Asur Mirabanan. And therefore the Poskim write that Glila on Mincha is a problem because he doesn't intend to untie the knot. The bow, I should say. He doesn't intend to untie the bow until the next Kriyas HaTorah. And in some cases, who knows when he's going to use that Sefer Torah, maybe next Shabbos. It's going to last all week. And therefore, he should use Velcro. Or he should just tie it inside out. In other words, we have two halachas according to the Ramah. One is the halacha in the objective knot, in the Tzuras HaKesher. And the other halacha is in your intention. If your intention is to keep it for a long time, and at the same time it's a Kesher Bitsu Rasso, that fits the description of a kesher shel kayoma, then you chayev midoraisa. If it's a kesher shel kayoma, but you intend to take it apart, then it's also min rabbanan. If it's a kesher she'ena shel kayoma, but you intend to allow it to last, then it's also min rabbanan. Now, what constitutes kayoma? So that depends, I think, on how you put a comma in the Mishnah at the beginning. Where do you put the comma in the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Habona on Kuf Beis? Because the Mishnah says the following. Habona kama yivne v'yechayev habona kolshu, and then the Mishnah says Zaklal kola ose malacha umalachto miskayemes b'shabes chayev. So what's malachto miskayemes b'shabes? So Rashi takes the word Shabbos and he puts it, so to speak, I mean in his pirush, he puts it at the beginning. He reads it Zaklal kola ose melacha b'shabes umalachto miskayemes. In other words, he's doing melacha. The word Shabbos doesn't qualify, doesn't modify the words melachto miskayemes. Melachto miskayemes means li'olam vo'ed, or for a long time the melacha will endure. But the word b'shabes is only a description of the melacha. But many other mefarshim will say that ha'ose melacha, we should read it straight, umalachto miskayemes b'shabes. That if the melacha is a melacha miskayemes b'shabes, that itself is enough to make it into a melacha miskayemes. So for example, let's say I build a sukkah on Shabbos. And according to Masechta Sukkah, that sukkah is what's called a diras aroi. But it doesn't matter. I need that sukkah for at least a day. And let's say it was sukkah on Shabbos, so I need it for the entire Shabbos. That, even though it's called a sukkah aroi, as far as dira sukkah is concerned, from Shivas Yom Teshuvah came to the Duru, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it might be a malacha miskayemes. Why? Because you need it for the entire Shabbos. Others say that malacha miskayemes requires a whole week. And some say even the Prima Godim, as far as Malachas Bona, and Oel, difference between an Oel Shah, Binyal Shah, Binyal, he says 8 days, whatever it is, you have to study that. But it really depends upon how you learn this Mishnah. So for example, in hospitals, what they used to do, and in some hospitals they still do this, the doctors will write on Shabbos with a pen. It's Malachas Ksiva, because the ink becomes faded away within a certain number of hours. If the ink would last for an entire Shabbos, then we would have to get into this machlokas, how to read the Mishnah. So that heter it could be that even according to those Rishonim who learn that if you need it for Shabbos, that itself makes it into a malacha miskayemes, but that might be only midrabanan. It might be Doraisa, it's not Meleches Machsheves. The ink won't last. By its very nature, it's going to fade away. And since the Tzara Choleh, we need it in hospitals, the doctors have to write certain things down, therefore we are Matir Mirabonon. It works a little bit better if you hold, if you're all like Rashi, that it's also Melech B'Shabes, Umelato Miskayemes, it has to be Miskayemes for a long period of time, so then according to that, for sure, It might even be mutul chatchila, but even if you hold that it's a ksiva shena shel kayama, nevertheless they were matir litzorecho. And here we want to mention the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, which I mentioned last week, regarding in Orchaim Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, with regarding tefillin. I borrow a pair of tefillin, and it doesn't. The tefillin shel rush don't fit my head. I have to take apart the kesher and retie the kesher to fit my head. My intention is that this kesher will not last, will not endure, because as soon as I finish my hanochas tefillin, I do my chalitzas tefillin, I give back my tefillin, I replace the knot. Says the Avnei Nezer, let's look in Hilchas Shabbos. And Hilchas Shabbos, as we said before, there are two halachas in order to constitute a Kesher Shel Kayama. I need the Tzuras HaKesh, which I have in the case of Tefillin. But there's another condition. I need a Kesher Shel Kayama in my Das, my Kavana. I have no intention to let this not as is endure. I will take it apart. Is doch says the Avni Nezer, it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama, and therefore I'm not Yotzei the Mitzvah Tefillin. And he wants to be Macharish a new Chiddush, La'alacha L'chumra, when you borrow a pair of Tefillin. So my Rebbe said that name, there are two halachas in Kesher, two requirements for Melechas Kesher Shel Kayama on Shabbos. One is the Tzuras HaKesher, and the other is your intention, your Kavana. The first halacha defines the heft of a kesher. And that halacha is b'chol haTorah kula. For example, in chalitza, you have to tie the nal down, the fourth parak of Yevamos, to the foot of the choletz. And it requires a kesher shel kayama. In the tzuras haKesher, it means it's got to be a knot that's tied in a professional way. However, the second condition of Melechas Kosher, namely, that it be Melechas Shel Kayama Mitzad, your Kavana, your Das, your intention is to let this Kesher endure, that's Halacha that's engendered by Melechas Machsheves. And if that condition is not fulfilled, you're Potter on Shabbos because of the unique Ptur of Melechas Machsheves. It's doch, when the Ramah writes that if you tie a kesher shel kayama in the tzuras haKesher, but your intention is to take it apart, the Ramah says that's asur mirabbanon. The answer is because we want to equate kesher with kol haTorah kula. That's the sheet of Tosfos. So since in kol haTorah kula it is a kesher shel kayama mitzad tzuras haKesher, what difference does it make if you're part of mishum leches machsheves because your intention is to untie the knot? Nevertheless, Mirabbanan, we have to ignore the p'tur of Melechas Machsheves and equate Shabbos with Shar Dinei HaTorah. And since, according to my standards of Kesher B'Shar Dinei Torah, this Kesher Shel Kayama, despite my intention to take it apart, is a Kesher, therefore it's Asur Mirabbanan. Now, we could say the following. In the case of Kesher Shel Kayama B'Tzuraso, in tefillin, it constitutes a kesher for the halacha of kesher shel rosh halacha l'moshe miSinai, and therefore he's yotzei the mitzvah tefillin. There's a separate p'tur in the case of almanas lahatiro because his intention is to untie the knot. That's already halacha in melechas machsheves. Has no impact on tefillin. And in a case where he intends to untie this knot, he's potter on Shabbos. But he's awesome in Rabbanon, and the reason he's awesome in Rabbanon is because Adrava, in Tefillin it would be a Kesher. Okay. Now Rabosai, we open up to the Sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin He. And this is the Sugya Psik Resha. The Gemara establishes that if you cut off the head of a chicken, you're chayev, even according to Reb Shimon. I mean, we'll see about that. Why? Says the Gemara, Abai v'rava, Dami Travayu, Moda Reb Shimon Psik Reisha Lo Yomus. Right, the sugya here on Daf Ayin He is the famous sugya Potzea Chilazon. He's removing the Dam Chilazon. The question is if he's chayev for Netilas Neshama. And the Gemara wants to suggest that even though he's misasik, which means he's eno miskavenates on the Netilas Neshama, nevertheless, Moda Reb Shimon Bipsik Reisha Lo Yomus. And then the Gemara says whatever it says over here that he wants to keep it alive, and we'll see what that means. So basically, what we see here in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph is that even Reb Shimon is mode bipsik resha d'lo yomus. And then we fast forward to Daf Kuf Gimel, and there on Daf Kuf Gimel we have a brisa that says that Hatolesh, Tan Rabban, Hatolesh Ulshin, Vamazarid Zrodim, right? He picks out all these weeds from the ground. And the Gemara goes through the various Shiurim from Meleches Kotzer. In fact, the Gemara, who needs those Shiurim? It doesn't make any difference. Why? Because in any event, liyapos es akarka ninu, he should be chayav, as Rashi says, if meleches choresh, because he's being miyape the karka. Forget about meleches toleish, he should be chayav for yipui karka, which is meleches choresh. So the Gemara answers, kigon de lo miskaven, he has no kavana to improve the ground. The Gemara is assuming that Moder Reb Shimon, even on a Doraisa level, is Chayav Midoraisa because of Psik Reisha. That seems to be the Pashtus HaSugya. And the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha DeKa'ovid Bi'ara DeChavre. It's not his field, it's his friend's field. Meaning he's not interested at all in Yipri Akarka. Fractosis, who cares if he's not interested in Yipri Akarka? And that's making it's what? It's a psik ratio. Moder Reb Shimon psik ratio. So here's where Tosis quotes the Aruch. And the Aruch says, Pirush Ba'aruch, the psik ratio, Dolo Nichale, Kigon, the Ovid, Biar de Chavre, is what? Is Mutal Chatchila. And there's not even an Iser Dirabonon, the Afilu Iser Dirabonon Leka. This is the famous sheet of the Aruch. I don't know if we paskel like the Aruch, but we can rely on the Aruch in certain cases. It's certainly a very important sheet. Tosis is going to disagree. That Psik Reisha Dlo Nichale is Mutal Chatchila, says the Aruch in Reb Shimon. Oh. So the question is, why is this so? L'chaira, at first glance, the Aruch undermines everything that we've been saying today. Which means that if the purpose of the Rabbanon is to ignore the ptur, the unique ptur of Meleches Machsheves, to be Mashve Shabbos to Shari Suri Torah, how could the Aruch say, in the case of Psik Reish Lo Nichale, that it's Mutal Chatchila? After all, what would be in Shari Suri Torah? Satosa says, I have a raya that in Shari Suri Torah, Psik Reisha Dlo Nichale, Tosa in the name of the Aruch, excuse me, that Psik Reisha Dlo Nichale is Mutal Chatchila. And what's his raya? From the Gemara that we saw before on Kuf Lamed and Gimel, the Gemara says, Gabi Kotzeitz Baharis Peshas Mila, Kevan Di Ein Lo Hana. He doesn't benefit from the Ktsitzas Baharis. It doesn't add anything to him whatsoever. It just gives him a headache because he's violating an Iser. Is therefore Mutal Chatchila V'Afilu Iser D'Rabbanan Leka. Geshmak. Tosis in the Shitas Aruch is very consistent with everything we've been saying. The only reason that you can justify, according to Reb Shimon, says the Aruch, that Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is Mutal Chatchila, is because in Shari Suri Torah, it would be Mutal Chatchila. And Araya from Ktsitas Baheres in the case of a Moel. Fine. However, Rabosa, if you look in this sugya here, in Perek HaBone, on Daf Kuf Gimel, you'll see that it's not so pashut. And I want to quote to you a sugya in Ksubis. I don't have the sugya in front of me, but you all know the sugya on Daf Vav. Haim is Sukhraya din is Aisa. You know, you have the case where you're squeezing a cloth in order to close the gap of Nischavis so the yayin won't go out. And inadvertently, the Gemara says, Psik Reisha, you will squeeze out the liquids from this cloth. And the Gemara says that Moder Reb Shimon, Psik Reisha. Oh. So the Shita Mekubetzes, there in Ksubis on Daf Vav, says that Moder Reb Shimon, Psik Reisha, is only Asur Mirabanam. Apella? We're not talking about Lo Nichale. We're talking about, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, that even though it is a psik reisha, nevertheless, it's only Asur Midrabanan. Now, it's our premise, as we learn the Sugi Yerin Kof Gimel, without the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis, is that once Moder Reb Shimon psik reisha, we're talking about a Doraisa. comes along the sheet of Gubet, says, Nein, the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, as a unique p'tur, applies even in the case of Psik Reisha. Why? Says the Shita, because it's not Meleches Machsheves, because he's not, he has no mindset to do that Melacha. And I think, I'm just speculating, that the Shita Mekubetzes is going to reflect what we saw in Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Dalit. The Tosfos says that what does Meleches Machsheves mean? Meleches Machsheves means Dumya de Mishkan. In the Mishkan, what were they interested in? And if this person is not miskaven to kill the chicken, he's not miskaven by taking out the blood to kill the chilazon, then he's not doing it in a way that's Dumya de Mishkan. Dumya de Mishkan means they had kavana, they had machshava, it was very deliberate. So you'll ask the Sheet of Kubetz the following question. There's a psik ratio. Didn't you realize that you were doing a malacha? What are you, a naive individual? He says, Nein, I'm not denying that he knows that he's making charitzim if the bench is very heavy. But what I'm saying is that that's not called a Meleches Machsheves. Despite the psik ratio, despite the fact that he's making charitzim, he's not doing the maisa with that mindset that he wants to create charitzim. The Shita Mekubetzes is saying that if he's not interested in that malacha, let's say lo ichpasle, yeah. So in such a case, you can't say that, okay, you know what's going to happen. Yeah, I know what's going to happen, but I'm not interested in that. I don't have that mindset, and therefore it's a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. So let's get back again to the Shitas Aruch. Tosfos says that the Shitas Aruch is that what? Is that Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is Mutul Chatchila. What's the deal with the Dover Shein of Miskaven? Says the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis that even though it's Mutul Chatchila, according to Rav Shimon, when there's no Psik Reisha, however there's a Psik Reisha, it's Asur L'Chatchila. Why? Why is it Asur L'Chatchila? Let's go further. If the Shita Mekubetzes is telling me that a Psik Reisha is only, right, a Psik Reisha is a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, no, so what is Abai and Rav Amod Rav Shimon B'Psik Reisha means only Midrabbanan according to the Shita, but why would the Rabbanan answer it? If you're telling me it's a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, why is it also Midrabbanan? And the answer is, Kedei Lashvoso L'Shari Suri Torah. Because the Shita Mekubetzes says that why is the Psik Reisha Patur on Shabbos? Because of Meleches Machsheves. If that be the case, then in Shari Suri Torah, there is no Patur Meleches Machsheves. Is a Psik Reisha Chayav according to Rav Shimon. If that be the case, then Kedei Lashvoso Shabbos L'Shari Suri Torah, in the case of a Dover Shein of Miskavim with a Psik Reisha, it's also in Rabbanon.
So
beautiful.
It's like a Shita and Aruch, whether in the case of Ayaris and Mila, whether that's a raya that Psik Reisha de Lomichale is mutter in Shari Suri Torah. In other words, that would be my work. They would agree in everything else, and they just have to figure out in that particular sugya whether it's a unique din to Mila or maybe.
Correct, but again, even before we get to Lo Nichle, I know, gentlemen, you're hitting me with Lo Nichle, but just on the fundamental machlokas here, the breakthrough of the Shita Mekubetzes has nothing to do with Lo Nichle. His point is, I just added that it's kind of like Lo Nichle, because what the Shita Mekubetzes says is that even though I realize the repercussions, Afagav Diodea, with a Psik Reisha that the animal is going to die when he cuts off its head. Nevertheless, it's not a Meleches Machsheves. So I was just pointing out, but again, we're not up to the Aruch yet, that the Shita Mekubetzes fits into our perspective very beautifully. When the Gemara says in so many places that Moder of Shimon, the Psik Reisha, that's a Bai Varava, and we assumed that Moder of Shimon Psik Reisha means that Yechayiv Midoraisa on a Psik Reisha, and a Dovra Shayna Miskavi with a Psik Reisha becomes a Dovra Miskavi. The Shita Mekubetzes says, Nein, it still remains a Dover Shein Miskaven, but only from the unique perspective of Meleches Machsheves. When I do this Melacha, I'm not doing it like a professional in order to, you know, a professional wouldn't do it this way. You know, he would find another way of killing the chicken. I'm doing it because I need the head of the chicken. My child plays, again, I don't know exactly which child, but in those days, I guess, but whatever it is, he needs the blood of the chilazon, right, to die. He needs it, he wants to make tzitzis, tcheles, right? But he's not really doing it in a way that's deliberate for the sake of killing the chilazon. This even before the Gemara's teretz of adrava kol kama dechayis silusa. It's the color of the blood is even clearer. No, even before that, I'm just at the level of moder of shim psik reisha says the shita in Masechta Ksuvos Daf Vav that moder of shim psik reisha is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. On a Doraisa level, there's a Ptur of Lacha, of Melechus B'Shemes, despite the Psik Reisha, even though he realizes full well what are the repercussions of his actions. He's cutting off the head of a chicken, the chicken's going to starve him. But it's irrelevant, because that's not still a deliberate act, that the way a professional would do that act. And if that be the case, we begin to understand that the Shita B'Kubetzes fits beautifully into our structure. Namely, that the rule is to get a lahash. The rabbanon are interested in kedei lahashvos isur shabbos l'shari suri Torah, and just like in shari suri Torah, there's no p'tur melechus machsheves, and therefore clearly moder Reb Shimon b'psikration shari suri Torah would certainly be even without lo nichale would certainly be chayav just because of psikration. Therefore, in Shabbos, where there's a p'tur of melechus machsheves, we have to equate Shabbos with Shari Suri Torah, and therefore Moder Reb Shimon Psik Reisha Lo Yomis means that I'll call upon him it's also Min
Rabban. And according to that, even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's lacking Melechus Machsheves, but we're just trying to...
If we combine the Shita Mekubetzes with Shitas HaTosis in two places, Tosis L'Gabi the Sugi of Mecham HaMem Alpha and Beis, Tosis in Yuma and Daflam Medalim and Beis, in both places Tosis says that when Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev and Shabbos, it's only the Rabbanon, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Dovah Shein Miskavin is only the Rabbanon. It comes out that you could go a step further if you combine those two shittas. I don't know what the repercussions are. Don't hold me responsible for combining these two shittas into one entity. Then, even in a case of Psik Reisha, would be a Ptur Melechus Machsheves according to the Shita Mekubetzes. But now let's get back, Rabosai, to the subject. I got a little bit derailed here because I was so excited about this Shita Mekubetzes. Let's talk about the machlokus between Tosfos and the Aruch. According to Tosfos, the Aruch Shita is that when it's a Psik Reisha Delo Nichale, we nullify, according to the Aruch, the Psik Reisha element, and we go back to what? We go back to a malacha, a davar sheinu miskaven. Everybody have that, right? That's the basic mechanics. You always have to keep that as a rule of thumb. According to the Shitas Aruch, lo nichale nullifies or neutralizes the psik reish element, and we go back to davar sheinu miskaven. Now, if we go back to davar sheinu miskaven, what's from Shimon's Shita and davar sheinu miskaven? Motul chatchila. That's the Shitas Aruch. According to Tosfos, however, Psik Reisha automatically converts it into a Davar Miskaven. Not the way we said it in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvos. So whereas Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvos is the Mari Deshmaitata that a Psik Reisha still remains a Davar Sheinu Miskaven, as far as Melechus Machsheves is concerned, in contrast, the Shita Satosis is that a Psik Reisha completely nulls and voids Davar Sheinu Miskaven. And if it's not a Davar Sheinu Miskaven, what happens in the case of Psik Reisha Lo Nichale? Tosfos has got to deal with this. How does Lo Nichale help me if it now became a Davar HaMiskaven? Everybody on board with that question? So that's this one line Tosfos here on Daf Kuf Gimel, Lo Tzricha B'diavrei D'Ara D'Chavrei Zok Tosfos D'Havi Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. What is Psik Reisha to Lo Nichale? Even though it's a Dora Miskaven, nevertheless, on a Doraisa level, you're Potur. Why are you Potur? Because of a different halacha of Reb Shimon. Not Reb Shimon and Dora Shein Miskaven, it's Dora Miskaven. But since it's a psik reish lo nichle, it becomes a malach shein tzricha legufa. If it's a malach shein tzricha legufa, says Tosis, then on a deraisal level, you're potter according to Rav Shimon. But again, even Rav Shimon agrees that whenever the ptur is unique, under the law of Melechus Machshavas, we have to aser it min rabbanan to equate it with Shari Suri Torah. In Shari Suri Torah, there is no ptur such as Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. It's Mamela of Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. It's aser min rabbanan. So now it comes out, according to Tosfos, that Dover Sheinim is coming with the Psik Reish Lo Nichale is going to be a separate tour of Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Now you asked me, Adam, a minute ago, what would Rav Yehuda say about that? Well, if according to Tosfos, against the Shita, a Psik Reisha ipso facto is a Dover Miskamen, and all you get out of Lo Nichale is Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, that's not going to help us for Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda holds that Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayim. And this is going to bring Reb Chaim into the picture. I don't know if we have time today for Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim wants to know how the Rambam could paskin that in Seidas Nachash, it's mutl l'chatchila. Why? Because his interest is to save himself. He's not interested in taking the snake or the mazik. So they all ask the question, and this Reb Chaim spends 2 pages on answering this question, even though that answer could be very good, and you'll tell, yeah, right? So they all ask, wait, I skipped the question, I'm already up to the answer. The question is, okay, so he's not interested in Seidas Nachash, but it's a Psik Reisha. I mean, he's locking up the Nachash. So what good is it? You're going to tell me it's a Dover Sheinim Miskaven? So how could the Rambam paskin that in this case of a Dover Sheinim Miskaven, it's going to be mutl chatchila in a psik reisha situation, even if I apply the Aruch Sheet, I'm in trouble. Because psik reisha v'lo yavus, it may reduce a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. No, I'm saying, forget it. Not according to the Aruch. Yeah, that's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Leave out the Aruch. I'm sorry, I got myself confused. According to Shitas HaTosfos, and we'll see if we can prove that the Rambam holds like the Shitas HaTosfos, that Dover Sheinim is coming with a psik reisha is a Dara Miskaven, irrelevant to the fact that it's Lo Nichale. Narvas, Obsecratia de Lo Nichale, is a Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And the Rabbanan might be Matir, a Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa L'Chatchila Mishum Tzar, in the case of Mazik. But that's not going to help for the Rambam Sheet, because the Rambam Perek Al Milch Shabbos passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayav. So how could it be Matir? It's Seidus Nachash. But Torah is Dover Sheinim is Kavin, it's a Psikresha. And now you're not going to help me. It's Lo Nichale, which I don't even know if it is Lo Nichale. It depends whether Lo Nichale means Lo Ichmasle. I don't know if he loses anything by capturing the Nachash. Maybe he'll sell it for the skin of it. But be that as it may, it's Lo Nichale in the sense it's not Nichale, it's Lo Ichmasle. But nevertheless, that's not going to help you, because Tosis holds that I'll call upon him, it's going to be Asa Derabanan. The answer is that if you reduce it to Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, now you could say that the Rabbanan were Matir, Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, Mishum Tzar, but that's not going to help you for the Shittas HaRambam. So that's going to be the Kasha of Tosfos. So the Ramban here on Daf Kuf Gimel adds this piece that I mentioned to you before. Tosfos doesn't explain why the Aruch is Matir, a Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa L'Chatchila. Why is it a davar sheinu miskaven? So the Ramban says that the Aruch holds that Lo Nichale brings us back to a davar sheinu miskaven, and therefore Reb Shimon is matir. Tosis, on the other hand, this the Ramban doesn't fill in, but it's move on mi'elav. Tosis holds that psikresha is completely mafkia eino miskaven, and once it's a psikresha becomes a davar hamiskaven. As we said before, didn't you realize that by cutting off the head, the chicken is going to die? So now the question is, so if Psik Reisha is Mafkia, the Enam is Kaven, so why is this only Asur Midrabbanon? Correct? Again, Psik Reisha Lo Nichle, once Psik Reisha makes it into a Dabra Miskaven, what does Lo Nichle do for me? How do we reduce a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle, the Gemara here on Kuf Gimel? Lo tzricha b'yavari d'chavri that's Lo Nichale. How does it make it into a drabanon? And for Tosfos, it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. It has nothing to do with davar sheinu miskaven. So it comes out according to Tosfos, and we'll wrap this up, that according to Tosfos, if it's Lo Nichale, That means I don't care whether your karka, Yenem's karka, is improved or not improved, then it's a p'tur of Melech Shein Tzrich L'guf of Melech Smach Shemes. It's not Duvi the Mishka, because Tosa Shita is that Duvi the Mishka means I'm interested in this Melecha exactly the way they were interested in it in the Mishka. And here, it's Ara the Chavre. I have no interest in this Melecha. It's my friend's field. And therefore, it's part of me din, Eino Dumya de Mishkan, according to Rav Shimon. On the other hand, according to the Aruch, Lo Nichale makes it into a Dover Shein of Miskaven. It completely neutralizes Psik Reisha, and therefore it's Mutter L'chatchil. So let's just summarize the machlokas between the Aruch and Tosfos. According to the Aruch, we have a special halacha that if it's Lo Nichale, it completely neutralizes the psik reisha. And once we neutralize the psik reisha, we go back to the Dover Shein Miskaven. Rabbosai, according to the Aruch, once we go back to the Dover Shein Miskaven through the mechanism of Lo Nichale, what do I gain over here? Why is it Mutal Chathila? But add a few words. I want to see if you follow the Shia today. You know, I'm just quizzing you. This is the punchline of the whole Shia. What is the, when the Aruch tells me that Lo Nichale reverts back to a Dover Shein Miskaven, what now gives him the right to make the jump and say it's Mutal Chathil, there's no Yisid Rabbanon?
It neutralizes the segregation.
No, Rabbosai, because in Kol HaTarkula, what's going to be the din? Rav Shimon holds that Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutal Kol HaTarkula. So applying the principle, and if you walk out of anything from the Shia, please don't forget this principle, that the Rabbanon are interested in being Mash V'Shabbos to Shari Suri Torah, according to the Aruch, since we're dealing with the Dover Shein Miskaven, Lamrot, despite the fact that we're talking about a psik reisha, but since, as we saw in the Ramban, Lo Nichale removes the psik reisha, we're back to Dover Shein Miskaven, and Kol Tarkula, psik reisha Lo Nichale is going to be Mutal Chathila. So if we want to be Mash V'Shabbos L'Shari Suri Torah, just like it's Shari Suri Torah, it's Mutal, so too it's Shabbos is going to be Mutal Chathila. There's no Yisud Rabbanan. And that's what Tosas meant, apparently, when he added the case of Ktsitsas Baheres, that it's Mutal Chathila. Masha'en came according to Shitas at Tosas, that a psik reisha completely nulls and voids the Dover Shein Miskaven and converts it into a Dover Miskaven. So what good does Lo Nichale do me? It only is a tour of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And now we have two Nafkevinis. Number one, Tosis is going to say a Psik Reish Lo Nichale is also L'Chathchila Min Rabbanon in Shabbos. And number two, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda in Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, it's going to be Chayav Midaraisa. And therefore, Rabbosai, this is what I want to leave you with. You know, the poskim deal with the case of a medical procedure. It's not a pikuach nefesh situation. And there's going to be a secondary result of this medical procedure of sirus. Sirus is a lav d'oraisa. So it's a case of a psik reisha d'lo nichale. He certainly doesn't want the sirus. He just needs the medicine for a different machla. But sirus is going to be the repercussion. Yistach, according to the Aruch, it's beautiful. It's going to be mutal chathila, such a medical procedure, because even though it's a psik reisha, nevertheless, since it's lo nichale, that reverts back to a dover shein miskaven, which we pass like Rav Shimon, that dover shein miskaven kol tarkula is mutal chathila. Just like in Shabbos, in such a case of psik reisha lo nichale, the Aruch says it's mutal chathila because it's a dover shein miskaven, and therefore, if so facto, if we compare it to kol tarkula, we're going to have to assume by definition that it's mutter in kol tarkula. And the answer is the Ramban on Daf Kuf Gimel, who says that the Aruch holds that even though it's a psik reisha, it's still a dover shein miskaven because it is a lo nichale situation. But according to Tosfos, we have a serious problem. Because Tosfos could say that Bishleima, with regard to the Isur Shabbos, you could tell me it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And let's assume that we paskin, like Rav Shimon, a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But from Desvegen, it's also Midrabanan. The question is whether or not we could allow this L'Chathchila if it's not a Pikuach Nefesh situation. So again, according to the Aruch, we could allow this medical procedure even though it's a Psik Reisha of Sirus, because he is not Nichole. And if he's not Nichole, it converts back to a Dover, Shein Miskaven, which is Mutal Chathchila and Kol Tarkula. Because we pass like Shimon Dover Shein Miskaven, according to Tosfos, that since Psik Reisha automatically neutralizes and is Mafkia, the Dover Shein Miskaven, we now come to a case of Dover Miskaven. So then if it was a Shabbos issue and only a Shabbos issue, you'd have to weigh the pros and the cons here. Should we violate a Malach Shein Tzrichu L'Gufa D'Rabbanan L'Shem Choli? But if we're dealing with Shari Suri Torah, and since Sirus is a lav of Shari Suri Torah, and in Shari Suri Torah we don't have what? We don't have a p'tur of Malach Shein Tzrichu L'Gufa, is Mamela, this medical procedure would have to be prohibited. Okay, Rabbosa, we'll stop here. Thank you.